Apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today, but Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
Ah, there it was. Not much of a surprise from Dan Quinn yesterday. He made it official. Jaden Daniels will be the starting quarterback when the season opens in 19 days in Tampa on September 8th. It'll be the seventh different quarterback in the last 7 years to start a season opener for Washington. You know who, as in Kurt Cousins, was the last QB here to start more than 1 year in a row. That's pretty amazing in its own right. But Daniels also will be the 36th quarterback to start a game for Washington since 1993 when Mark Rippon played his final season here. 36 starters in 30 years. That basically, other than the hideous owner who was here for 25 years, that number, more than anything other than Snyder, explains the lack of franchise success more than anything else. 36 QBs to start games in 30 seasons, and this will be the seventh year in a row that the team will have a new starting quarterback. But it does feel like a new day. It does, and I'm optimistic about Jaden Daniels being different and having the ability to be here for more than just the 2024 season opener. And I think many of you feel the same way. Good morning. One guest on the show today, just one. We'll go around the NFL with Brian DiArdo from CBS Sports at 12 noon. This from Mike D, who sent me this, Denton. Not sure if you've seen it or not. It's the Junkies Twitter poll question of the day. Their Twitter poll question of the day is, do you agree with EB from the Junkies, that you've seen enough from Jaden Daniels in the preseason to be convinced that he will not be a bust? EB from the Junkies said, quote, my guy is not going to miss, closed quote. That's the Scotty's Vodka Twitter poll of the day for the Junks. You can go to their page at 106.7 The Fan and vote in that poll. Mike D sent it to me and he wrote two things. He wrote, number one, I'm guessing your answer would be yes to this Twitter poll question. And number two, will you list how many draft picks you thought were bust proof that you were wrong about, starting with the TCU receiver? Oh, Mikey D. Yes, Josh Doctson. I loved him. I did. My oldest son was a freshman his senior year. I think he was a freshman. And I watched all of those games, went to a game, and he was an outstanding college wide receiver. And yeah, it wasn't just that I liked him. I actually predicted on the air in the 10 minutes between the pick that went before him and Washington making the pick, with Doc on the air doing our draft show, I predicted they would take him and wanted them to take him. Yes. And I loved Chase Young. There is Mikey D, I'm sure you want me to admit Chase Young as well. I loved that pick. I didn't want them to lose that giant game. That giant game at the end of that year, Daniel Jones threw like 5 touchdown passes. Did you see him, as a change of subject real quickly, in the preseason the other night? Did you see how bad he looked? Denton?
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, awful. I mean, he's in a regular season form. Good for him.
It's preseason. It's his first snap since a serious injury last year. I know Giant fans are going crazy. I got off track here. I love Chase Young. That Giant game at the end of that year was the next to last game of the year. That was for Chase Young. You know, nobody thought that Justin Herbert or Tua should go number two overall. Chase Young was the consensus number two pick after Joe Burrow in that draft, and I was very excited about him. I loved the Robert Griffin selection in 2012. I was on record as having no issue with the trade with the Rams and then the pick. And, you know, it was all about, we haven't had a quarterback in forever. You have to have one. You got to take a big swing. And they did. It didn't work out. I'll give it to the Junks. You know, I'm sure that it was EB. I'm sure that EB, who said Jaden is bust-proof, knew exactly what he was doing. And I'm sure it generated a good response. But honestly, Mikey D, my answer, I mean, I'm not saying this just to be argumentative with you, but if I were really voting in that poll, honestly, I would vote no. It's way too early. It's way too early. I of course there's a chance Jaden could bust. And I'm the biggest fan there is of him, I think, right now, and have been for the last year. And I've wanted all along for them to be in position to take him. And I don't think he will. I certainly don't think he'll bust. Everything about what made him a great college quarterback last year, one of the great college quarterback seasons we've ever seen, it all translates to today's NFL. One of the reasons I'm really fired up and optimistic. I'm a huge fan. I think they did the right thing. And I'm very, very bullish on Jaden Daniels, you know, being one of those guys that turns out to be right, you know, early in the draft as a quarterback. But I also know that it's not just all of us, including you, I'm sure, Mike, who get it wrong on the draft every once in a while. Teams only get it right a third of the time. Like, a really solid draft is like hitting on like 35, 36, 37% when you look back on it 3 years after the fact. I mean, they only get it right just slightly higher than a third of the time. So, no, after two preseason games, after, what, three total drives, 15 pass attempts, 14 of which were basically quick game throws, or 13 of them, no, I can't say for sure he's going to turn out to be, you know, the one out of three. Well, really, the six quarterbacks, right, that were taken in the top 12. Williams, Daniels, May, Penix Jr., McCarthy, and Nix. Of those six, the odds are that two of the six, all right, a third, will end up signing a second contract with the team that picked them. You know, the other four will either be busts or they will be, you know, on the move from team to team. They'll be on their third team 4 years from now. But I actually don't think I've ever really thought of a player as completely bust-proof. Chase Young, I was really confident in. Josh Doctson, different. That's different. I would have never said he's bust-proof. Chase Young, I would have probably said, had somebody asked the question that way, and maybe you could find me saying he's bust-proof. But I was super confident in Chase Young. And I would say that I feel similarly about Jaden Daniels, but I also just recognize that it's crazy to say after two preseason games and three offensive drives where basically they're not really having him do some of the things that they'll probably have him do in the regular season, that he's bust-proof. You know, I looked back right before the show at just like the last 15 years of number one overall picks. By the way, if he's bust-proof, then the Bears screwed up unless they are absolutely convinced that Caleb Williams is bust-proof. Because if you have a quarterback that's bust-proof, you'd probably take that quarterback number one overall. But just in looking back over the last, like, 15 drafts, you know, going back to, say, 2008, you know, I remember being very, very optimistic about Andrew Luck. And I wish that the Colts hadn't taken Luck, but I was okay with Griffin. I probably would have said in the moment, he's as close to bust-proof as anybody else. I know I would have said it about Jameis Winston. I was a big Jameis Winston fan coming out. I would have been totally wrong. Remember, Marcus Mariota was the number two pick in that 2015 draft, and a lot of people thought he was bust-proof. I mean, he was a phenomenal college quarterback at Oregon. I remember feeling similarly about Joe Burrow and saying, look, Chase Young's my guy in this draft, but if Cincinnati took Chase Young or took Tua, then you've got to take Burrow. I would take Burrow every day of the week, twice on Sunday before Chase Young. I also, no, that would be it. That would be the list of, say, the last 15 years. Luck, Winston would have been wrong about him, Burrow. Like, I didn't feel as strongly about Trevor Lawrence as I did about Luck or Winston. And to be honest with you, I don't think I felt as strongly about Joe Burrow as I do right now about Jaden Daniels. And Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick. But we'll see. I mean, it, of course, is ridiculous to really, you know, be super convinced after two preseason games. I'm convinced and optimistic, not because of what I've seen him do in the preseason. I mean, there are impressive things about him in the two preseason games, no doubt. You know, his poise, you know, he clearly looks like he belongs and that he feels very comfortable out there. But that's not why I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback for Washington moving forward. That's not why I'm really optimistic and thrilled that he was the pick. It's because of what he did in college in real games last year. That's why I'm confident in Jaden Daniels. Not enough to say bust proof, because you can't say that. We've all followed sports and football long enough to know that everybody has some bust potential. Every player that you think is going to be great. Look, Trevor Lawrence was considered bust proof. He so far has had an up and down start to his career. I think he's talented. I think he should turn out to be, you know, certainly a top half of the league kind of starting quarterback, and that he'll sign a second contract with Jacksonville, which, by the way, means he didn't bust. But he certainly hasn't turned out at this point to be what people thought. But we've watched enough of this over the years to know that, you know, anything can happen. And certainly with Jaden, there's also, you know, the added element of why some people didn't like him coming out. And that would be his frame and the fact that he took a lot of hits in college, you know, and will he hold up physically? You know, that's not an unreasonable concern after watching him play. I think the other concerns, as we've talked, you know, a lot about over the last 6-7 months, pressure to sack percentage, you know, intermediate throws, etc. I think that a lot of that was not in proper context. I don't think he'll have those issues. He could. I mean, we don't know. The NFL is completely different. We just don't know. We sit here and we talk like we know, but I think sometimes you just have to say, I think he's going to be good, but we've been burned enough to know that we really don't know. And we're not going to know until they start playing real games. None of what we've seen so far means anything other than he hasn't soiled himself in the huddle, you know, calling the play. He seems to be, you know, getting everything, you know, in terms of the mental part of the game so far. But, you know, I've talked about this a few times in the last few weeks. Todd Bowles to open up. Good defense on the road. You don't think Todd Bowles can scheme it up against a rookie quarterback? You don't think Cleveland and Baltimore, that giant defense, which is a pretty damn good defense, the Cincinnati defensive coordinator who's been there now for a while, they've got, you know, in their first 6 games, they're going to face some good tests, you know, defensively. We're going to get a good early read, not a definitive or a conclusive read, but we're going to get a good early read on whether or not this is going to be a good first year because of the way the teams they play and the defensive coordinators they're facing. I don't know, Denton. Do we open up phones and ask everybody whether or not they believe Jaden Daniels? You've seen enough to say that he's bust-proof. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. The Junkies poll was, is he bust-proof? Have you seen enough to say he's bust-proof? Or is it way too early? My answer is it's way too early. Even though, if you told me, you have to actually bet on bust or not bust. And I would definitely bet on not bust. But being able to say bust proof, too early. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980.
Apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today, but Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
Ah, there it was. Not much of a surprise from Dan Quinn yesterday. He made it official. Jaden Daniels will be the starting quarterback when the season opens in 19 days in Tampa on September 8th. It'll be the seventh different quarterback in the last 7 years to start a season opener for Washington. You know who, as in Kurt Cousins, was the last QB here to start more than 1 year in a row. That's pretty amazing in its own right. But Daniels also will be the 36th quarterback to start a game for Washington since 1993 when Mark Rippon played his final season here. 36 starters in 30 years. That basically, other than the hideous owner who was here for 25 years, that number, more than anything other than Snyder, explains the lack of franchise success more than anything else. 36 QBs to start games in 30 seasons, and this will be the seventh year in a row that the team will have a new starting quarterback. But it does feel like a new day. It does, and I'm optimistic about Jaden Daniels being different and having the ability to be here for more than just the 2024 season opener. And I think many of you feel the same way. Good morning. One guest on the show today, just one. We'll go around the NFL with Brian DiArdo from CBS Sports at 12 noon. This from Mike D, who sent me this, Denton. Not sure if you've seen it or not. It's the Junkies Twitter poll question of the day. Their Twitter poll question of the day is, do you agree with EB from the Junkies, that you've seen enough from Jaden Daniels in the preseason to be convinced that he will not be a bust? EB from the Junkies said, quote, my guy is not going to miss, closed quote. That's the Scotty's Vodka Twitter poll of the day for the Junks. You can go to their page at 106.7 The Fan and vote in that poll. Mike D sent it to me and he wrote two things. He wrote, number one, I'm guessing your answer would be yes to this Twitter poll question. And number two, will you list how many draft picks you thought were bust proof that you were wrong about, starting with the TCU receiver? Oh, Mikey D. Yes, Josh Doctson. I loved him. I did. My oldest son was a freshman his senior year. I think he was a freshman. And I watched all of those games, went to a game, and he was an outstanding college wide receiver. And yeah, it wasn't just that I liked him. I actually predicted on the air in the 10 minutes between the pick that went before him and Washington making the pick, with Doc on the air doing our draft show, I predicted they would take him and wanted them to take him. Yes. And I loved Chase Young. There is Mikey D, I'm sure you want me to admit Chase Young as well. I loved that pick. I didn't want them to lose that giant game. That giant game at the end of that year, Daniel Jones threw like 5 touchdown passes. Did you see him, as a change of subject real quickly, in the preseason the other night? Did you see how bad he looked? Denton?
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, awful. I mean, he's in a regular season form. Good for him.
It's preseason. It's his first snap since a serious injury last year. I know Giant fans are going crazy. I got off track here. I love Chase Young. That Giant game at the end of that year was the next to last game of the year. That was for Chase Young. You know, nobody thought that Justin Herbert or Tua should go number two overall. Chase Young was the consensus number two pick after Joe Burrow in that draft, and I was very excited about him. I loved the Robert Griffin selection in 2012. I was on record as having no issue with the trade with the Rams and then the pick. And, you know, it was all about, we haven't had a quarterback in forever. You have to have one. You got to take a big swing. And they did. It didn't work out. I'll give it to the Junks. You know, I'm sure that it was EB. I'm sure that EB, who said Jaden is bust-proof, knew exactly what he was doing. And I'm sure it generated a good response. But honestly, Mikey D, my answer, I mean, I'm not saying this just to be argumentative with you, but if I were really voting in that poll, honestly, I would vote no. It's way too early. It's way too early. I of course there's a chance Jaden could bust. And I'm the biggest fan there is of him, I think, right now, and have been for the last year. And I've wanted all along for them to be in position to take him. And I don't think he will. I certainly don't think he'll bust. Everything about what made him a great college quarterback last year, one of the great college quarterback seasons we've ever seen, it all translates to today's NFL. One of the reasons I'm really fired up and optimistic. I'm a huge fan. I think they did the right thing. And I'm very, very bullish on Jaden Daniels, you know, being one of those guys that turns out to be right, you know, early in the draft as a quarterback. But I also know that it's not just all of us, including you, I'm sure, Mike, who get it wrong on the draft every once in a while. Teams only get it right a third of the time. Like, a really solid draft is like hitting on like 35, 36, 37% when you look back on it 3 years after the fact. I mean, they only get it right just slightly higher than a third of the time. So, no, after two preseason games, after, what, three total drives, 15 pass attempts, 14 of which were basically quick game throws, or 13 of them, no, I can't say for sure he's going to turn out to be, you know, the one out of three. Well, really, the six quarterbacks, right, that were taken in the top 12. Williams, Daniels, May, Penix Jr., McCarthy, and Nix. Of those six, the odds are that two of the six, all right, a third, will end up signing a second contract with the team that picked them. You know, the other four will either be busts or they will be, you know, on the move from team to team. They'll be on their third team 4 years from now. But I actually don't think I've ever really thought of a player as completely bust-proof. Chase Young, I was really confident in. Josh Doctson, different. That's different. I would have never said he's bust-proof. Chase Young, I would have probably said, had somebody asked the question that way, and maybe you could find me saying he's bust-proof. But I was super confident in Chase Young. And I would say that I feel similarly about Jaden Daniels, but I also just recognize that it's crazy to say after two preseason games and three offensive drives where basically they're not really having him do some of the things that they'll probably have him do in the regular season, that he's bust-proof. You know, I looked back right before the show at just like the last 15 years of number one overall picks. By the way, if he's bust-proof, then the Bears screwed up unless they are absolutely convinced that Caleb Williams is bust-proof. Because if you have a quarterback that's bust-proof, you'd probably take that quarterback number one overall. But just in looking back over the last, like, 15 drafts, you know, going back to, say, 2008, you know, I remember being very, very optimistic about Andrew Luck. And I wish that the Colts hadn't taken Luck, but I was okay with Griffin. I probably would have said in the moment, he's as close to bust-proof as anybody else. I know I would have said it about Jameis Winston. I was a big Jameis Winston fan coming out. I would have been totally wrong. Remember, Marcus Mariota was the number two pick in that 2015 draft, and a lot of people thought he was bust-proof. I mean, he was a phenomenal college quarterback at Oregon. I remember feeling similarly about Joe Burrow and saying, look, Chase Young's my guy in this draft, but if Cincinnati took Chase Young or took Tua, then you've got to take Burrow. I would take Burrow every day of the week, twice on Sunday before Chase Young. I also, no, that would be it. That would be the list of, say, the last 15 years. Luck, Winston would have been wrong about him, Burrow. Like, I didn't feel as strongly about Trevor Lawrence as I did about Luck or Winston. And to be honest with you, I don't think I felt as strongly about Joe Burrow as I do right now about Jaden Daniels. And Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick. But we'll see. I mean, it, of course, is ridiculous to really, you know, be super convinced after two preseason games. I'm convinced and optimistic, not because of what I've seen him do in the preseason. I mean, there are impressive things about him in the two preseason games, no doubt. You know, his poise, you know, he clearly looks like he belongs and that he feels very comfortable out there. But that's not why I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback for Washington moving forward. That's not why I'm really optimistic and thrilled that he was the pick. It's because of what he did in college in real games last year. That's why I'm confident in Jaden Daniels. Not enough to say bust proof, because you can't say that. We've all followed sports and football long enough to know that everybody has some bust potential. Every player that you think is going to be great. Look, Trevor Lawrence was considered bust proof. He so far has had an up and down start to his career. I think he's talented. I think he should turn out to be, you know, certainly a top half of the league kind of starting quarterback, and that he'll sign a second contract with Jacksonville, which, by the way, means he didn't bust. But he certainly hasn't turned out at this point to be what people thought. But we've watched enough of this over the years to know that, you know, anything can happen. And certainly with Jaden, there's also, you know, the added element of why some people didn't like him coming out. And that would be his frame and the fact that he took a lot of hits in college, you know, and will he hold up physically? You know, that's not an unreasonable concern after watching him play. I think the other concerns, as we've talked, you know, a lot about over the last 6-7 months, pressure to sack percentage, you know, intermediate throws, etc. I think that a lot of that was not in proper context. I don't think he'll have those issues. He could. I mean, we don't know. The NFL is completely different. We just don't know. We sit here and we talk like we know, but I think sometimes you just have to say, I think he's going to be good, but we've been burned enough to know that we really don't know. And we're not going to know until they start playing real games. None of what we've seen so far means anything other than he hasn't soiled himself in the huddle, you know, calling the play. He seems to be, you know, getting everything, you know, in terms of the mental part of the game so far. But, you know, I've talked about this a few times in the last few weeks. Todd Bowles to open up. Good defense on the road. You don't think Todd Bowles can scheme it up against a rookie quarterback? You don't think Cleveland and Baltimore, that giant defense, which is a pretty damn good defense, the Cincinnati defensive coordinator who's been there now for a while, they've got, you know, in their first 6 games, they're going to face some good tests, you know, defensively. We're going to get a good early read, not a definitive or a conclusive read, but we're going to get a good early read on whether or not this is going to be a good first year because of the way the teams they play and the defensive coordinators they're facing. I don't know, Denton. Do we open up phones and ask everybody whether or not they believe Jaden Daniels? You've seen enough to say that he's bust-proof. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. The Junkies poll was, is he bust-proof? Have you seen enough to say he's bust-proof? Or is it way too early? My answer is it's way too early. Even though, if you told me, you have to actually bet on bust or not bust. And I would definitely bet on not bust. But being able to say bust proof, too early. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980.